Thank you very much. We all know that we are dealing with a criminal, corrupt, drug-related regime. And the conclusion is very clear. This dictatorship has to stop. Maduro is part of the problem and will never be part of the solution. The solution has been expressed by President Duque. We need to end this regime, have a transitional government, call to free and open and transparent election, and then the big story of how to reconstruct Venezuela will start. And we will be supporting all of these stages. But at the same time, we have to realize there are some allies that are helping Venezuela. And we are talking about countries like Cuba, China, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. I think that the whole Latin American community, and maybe the whole world, should let them very clear that what they are doing is affecting and is really affecting the interest of all Latin American countries. We know that we have already more than 4.5 million refugees, migrants, but probably that number will double if the situation stays as it is. In the case of Chile, we have received more than 450,000, which is about 2% of our population. Compared to the U.S., it would be equivalent to 6 million Venezuelans in the U.S. And we are happy to do so because that's one way to help. But the solution and the final conclusion here should be we have to make it impossible for the regime to continue. One thing is that we have to seize all the assets of the main members of these dictators, avoid and prevent any movement so that the situation will become more and more difficult for them. And at the same time, we have to help and solidarize and contribute with the democratic opposition in Venezuela. But I know the situation is very, very difficult, but you know that the night never is so dark than just before dawn. Thank you very much.